Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so we're moving into Perek Tes Vav, of Kuf Mem Hei. Well, we've covered a lot of ground in the last 3 years. So this Perek's called Mesiras Nefesh. We'll see very interesting things about Shabbos that's very unique. The Mincha Shel Shabbos, Anu Oimrim Va'al Menuchosom Yagdishu Eshamecho. In Mincha, there on Shabbos, we say, Va'al Menuchosom, on this Menucha of Shabbos, Yagdishu Eshamecha, we makadesh your name. U'b'shem Arizal Ketuv, Shekan Tzarich Lechaven, Limsor Nafshoi Al Kiddush Hashem. Mincha at Shabbos, when you say, Va'al Menuchosom Yagdishu Eshamecha, you should have in mind that you are being Moise Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. Better than Al Kiddush Hashem. Mashmei Yesh Keshem Yuchad Bein HaShabbos Kodesh Linyan Mesiras Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. At the pinnacle of Shabbos, where Shabbos is coming to its peak, there's some connection between Shabbos Kodesh and this sugya of being Moise Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. And that's obviously a bit strange because you're not allowed to kill yourself to be Mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos is Doiche for Pekuach Nefesh. So why do I have to give up my life for Shabbos? Mashu Tzrich Lavin. When Inyan and Ha'inyan appear Midrash, being in Petiris Moshe Rabbeinu. In Dvarim Rabba, in Bezoi Sabrocha, the Midrash is like this. Boisesha HaKadosh Baruch Hu neshama mitoich gufoi. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to the neshama that was in the guf. Amale, biti. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to the neshama. Kuf chof shona. Kitzbaticha hayosecho. 120 years, you were makabetz. You were part of, you were inside, you were part of Moshe Rabbeinu. Achshav agia keitzcho, the tzeit, tzei al tacharai. The time has come for you to go home. The time has come to leave. Go back. Amro lefonu shboni shalom. The neshama says back. Yedat ani, shata elokai Hashem kol aruchos, so elokai kol aruchos v'kol anafoshos. I know that you're the Elokai, whatever that is, of Kol HaRuchos v'Kol HaNefoshos, all the Ruchos and all the Nefoshos. Nefesh HaChaim v'HaMeisim Mesurim Yobedecho. Life and death, it's all in your hands. V'ata baratani v'ata yetzatani v'ata nesatani gufoy shel Moshe kuv chof shona. You created me yesh yayin, and you formed me and got me ready, and then you put me into the guf of Moshe Rabbeinu 120 years. V'achshav yesh guf toho bo'olam yosim migufu shel Moshe, shelo nira bo ruach sruchim ha'olam, velo rime v'tola. And now, do you have a guf in this world more tall than Moshe Rabbeinu, who never saw a ruach sruchim ha'olam, rime v'tola, nothing, kulu kodesh, the whole guf is 100% kodesh. L'chein ani ohev oto. There's a neshama that's talking about the love of a guf. V'eini roitze letet mimene, I don't want to leave. אני לא מוכן לצאת. ואיזה שאנושקה, הקודש ברוך הוא, ונותן נשמוס בנשי כפה. הקודש ברוך הוא kissed him and took the neshama בנשי כספה, whatever all of this means. לא מובן כלום what's going on here, אבל that's the conversation, there's a dialogue here going on between Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama and הקודש ברוך הוא. והנה, תמי הגולה ונעירה. Obviously, you should be very, very astounded. מה פירושיינים של הקודש ברוך הוא רואים על נשמוס של מוישה צל תחרי? ואמרס, אני אוהבת אותו, ואני לא רוצה לצאת ממנו. מה שאני חס ולגד, נבד סיבירס ברוך. השם tells the neshama, go home, come back. And then there's, no, I'm not listening. What do you mean? The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is a kodesh v'toh is because he always did the rotz Hashem. Why are you arguing, why are you not doing the rotz Hashem yet? That's number one. ואוהד קשה מאוד, אם הנשמה הסבירה, והריחס גדולה, למה אינו רוצה לצאת, ולבסוף נות לקודש ברוך נשמוס בנשיכס פה, the neshama gives a whole speech, all the drosha there, why doesn't want to go back? And in the end, הקודש ברוך הוא takes him בנשיכס פה. היינו לחיירו שלא כחס הנשמה, ועל כוחו, ושלא מרצינו. At the end of the day, it seems that הקודש ברוך הוא took the neshama, if you look at the flow of the midrash, it sounds like הקודש ברוך הוא took the neshama, ועל כוחו. The last thing the neshama says is, I'm not going. And then Hashem gives him a kiss and he takes him. So it seems like he took it by kol kochoch. Keine Lechere, Shalakach ze neshama bal kocha, for the shor mitzayna. Vechi kara leze neshikas pe. Why do you call that neshikas pe? Neshikas pe, neshika is a very intimate, close, beloved thing. The neshama is arguing with the Kodesh Baruch. The Kodesh Baruch has to force him to take the neshama, and you call that a kiss? You call that a kiss? Somebody doesn't want done what you're doing, so you force them to do what you want them to do, and you call that a kiss. Ktsat kashe lavin. You're taking the neshama away by force. Why is it called a kiss? Your son's busy playing with a toy, whatever, or something. You don't want him to play with it. You didn't give it back. He says, I'm not giving it back. So you grab hold of him, you take it out of his head, and you call that a kiss. Well, that's not a kiss. That's whatever it is. You had to take it. Why do you call that a kiss? So there, and what this has to do with Mesiras Nefesh Shabbos, we'll have to see. Aval abiyu nirakach, klal godol kovu lanu balei Musa. The balei Musa teaches us a very important yosodia. She'akorus ha'toiv mechayves letet et hakol. We heard at the breakfast share, Rabbi Beck spoke at the breakfast share on the sugya of akorus ha'toiv. Akorus ha'toiv, balei Musa say, is mechayvi to give everything. Milvad hatoiva atzmo. What does that mean? Hainu. Moshe lemi shenotin lechaveire bebetona chofetz mesuyam. You give your friend a certain gift, a certain article. Yoichel asenu drush biglal akorus hatoiv af es nafshe. He can ask you, ask the akorus hatoiv, he can tell you, I want your life. I gave you a very nice present, and now you owe me your life. B'seder. Aval lo et hachofetz atzmoi b'chazora. But you're going to ask him for the present back. You gave somebody a present. So the present's his now. You can't ask him for the present back. He has a koros hatoiv to you. He's chayv benafshoy. You could ask him for his life, but you can't ask him for the gift back. It was a gift you gave to him. It's his. Okay, my he hamatana yechida shekol odem akabel beboire etzat smusoy. She'es hamazon v'kol tzache chayim oichol hu mishulchon ugvur b'kol yom v'yom. Aval es atzmoy kibul mi'akodesh baruch hu. Everything that Hashem gives us, he gives us our lives. That's mine. Okay, because Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu l'neshama, ani vakesh mimcha shetetzei. When Hashem tells the neshama, I want you to leave. Va'tayne sharei hu yisbarach ze shekotzav lo liyos begufa shel Moshe. And his tayne is because I put you into Moshe's goof, so I'm taking you out now. You know, I brought you into the world, I take you out of the world. Azay onto neshama, hare adarabba. No, I'm sorry, adarabba. Given Shatahu Elokai Kolaruchois Vatabar Rasani Vatayatani Vatana Satani Begufashal Moshe. You're the God of all the Ruchnis, because everything, the Ruach, the whatever that is, the Neshamas, you're the God of everything. And you created me and put me into Moshe. It's goof. You can ask for the gift back. You can ask for the gift back. I'm the gift. You can't ask Moshe to give you the gift back. Everything I'm chayv to you. Nachinami, aber ma shekibalti mimcha atzmecha, what I got from you is a gift kviyochu. Ze sheli, ve'ine chayvet letet b'chazora she'Hashem yadcha kibalti. Because there's a difficult marshal to grasp. We're not used to talking in these terms. There's a conversation going on between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe's timing, you gave me this neshama, you gave me this thing, right? You could, because of that, the Koros HaTov I have to give you everything. But the thing itself, I don't have to give you because you gave it to me. You gave me a matan. You can ask for that back. I'm not sure I understand the marshal, by the way, because you owe him your life, but you don't have to give him back the 20-cent gift that he gave you. So there's two things going on here. Mitzad echad, you gave me the gift. The gift's mine. Hakoros hatoiv. Hakoros hatoiv, there's no end to hakoros hatoiv. Hakoros hatoiv is infinite. They're two separate things. It's not total on the size of the gift. You saved someone's life. For sure it's chayv benafshe. But the Gemara says, if someone stayed in your house, put it this way, if you stayed in somebody's house, you slept in a bed, you were late one night, whatever, you went, the guy gave you a bed. You chayv benafshe, you owe him your life. That's it. From now on in, the rest of your life, you owe this guy your life. Well, he didn't save my life. I wasn't like out in the cold freezing, and if he had been in bed, I would have died, whatever. I just happened to have slept in his house one night. I could have slept outside also. It was a nice day. Lo, Gemara says, chayv benafshe. But in the middle of the night, he can't wake you up and say, give me back the bed. Because you gave me the bed to sleep in tonight. In that case, it might not be such a good marshal because he doesn't give you the bed. He lets you use it. But bonagid.
Perhaps he don't ask to give back. He invite him to his home. That means he told him, come to me.
Perhaps come back to me. But he says, I want you. I'm the gift that was given to Moshe, and I'm staying with Moshe. You can't take me back now. You gave me away. I'm not, I don't belong to you anymore. I belong to Moshe.
Later, you will be come back to the goof later.
Is that all right? Because I didn't say that. So, first of all, it's a very difficult midrash to understand. And his hezber is also not so called kach poshut. It's a difficult marshal to get your brain around. Okay. It's very hard when you're dealing with things that we can't talk about because there's no words to talk about. The shamas having a conversation with Hashem, and there's a whole argument going on. We're trying to understand as best as we can. So we have to see how this comes down. There's a marshal, there's a nimshal, but we have to get to the nimshal of the nimshal. Yeah, that's really where we need to go. We're kind of stuck still in the middle of the story. You're right, I can't ask back because I gave you the gift and you made a kinyan on the gift, and the gift's yours now. It's now yours. I can't get a beis din and demand you give it back because it's not mine, it's yours. But I'm asking you, like you said, Rav Shmuel, I'm asking you with an ashika, with love, please come back to me. Please come back to me. Lo min adin. Don't come back to me because of din. You're right. I'll be din. I can't ask you to come back. And let me take rotson va'ava. I want you to come back because you want to, because of love. You love me and you're missing me and you want to come back. That's what says that he died. What's the dying of Nashika's pair? Is Losha Kosh Bochan not Nashika Lamoshe alayad v'al ketaf? He didn't kiss him on the cheek or on the head. Sha'echad noise Nashika v'ashenu eini noise. What's the difference between Nashika's pair and any other Nashika? Nashika's pair is there's two people kissing each other. If I kiss you on your hand, you're not giving me a kiss. If I kiss you on your head, anywhere else. Wherever else I kiss you, you're not giving me a kiss. One person's giving a kiss. Nashika's pair, the pshat is, that's why it's Nashikos. It says Nashikos, which is in plural, pair, which is in singular. What do you mean? Should be Nashika pair, my Nashikos pair. The guy in Shirashim already asked this kasha. Because there was two kisses happening here. When you kiss somebody, both people are kissing. That's the vort of a kiss. Not that Hashem kissed. We always understand what's Mrs. Nashika. Hashem does it nicely. It's a soft death. It's a pleasant death. Hashem gives you a kiss and your neshama flies out. It's a little pshat. Pshat is Hashem gives you a kiss and you give him a kiss. And because of the ava and the rotson, you go back to Hashem. That pshat in Nashika's pair. Alpidin, you're 100% right, Hashem says to the neshama, but I'm not purveying you bedin. I'm pleading with you mitoch ava. And then they give each other a kiss, and she kaisped. Wasn't Hashem kissed Moshe and he died? They kissed each other, and the neshama went back to where it was coming from. That's pshat. Uma'ata lamadnu yusod godu. Yeah, we learn a very big yusod. So that's all from the Baalei Musa. Let's see what this has to do with us. You can't mechayev someone in Mesiras Nefesh. You can't mechayev someone to give a kiss, by the way. A kiss that's mechayev is not a kiss. By definition, if I kiss you because I'm chayev to kiss you, that's not a kiss. That's just a bit of nerve endings and steak touching another piece of steak. That's not kissing. Kissing has to be, it's an expression of the love and the respect I have for you. If I command you to kiss her, then you're not giving a kiss, you're doing something else. That's why, by the way, Rav Pinkus always used to teach the Moedika Limud is that you'll notice on Hashanah Rabbah begins a whole new talich of the Chag of Sukkos. Sukkos, the whole of Sukkos is mitzvah. There's Abba Minim, there's mitzvah sarovas, there's lulav esrog, all mitzvah. In Bashana Rabbah, at a certain point, you put on all your mitzvahs and you pick up what's called Minag Nevim. The Rovers, the beating of the Rovers is Minag Nevim. What is the beating of the arovas? The arovas is the mouth. The arovas is the peh. Yeah, the dasim of the eyes, whatever. The arovas are the peh. So when you beat the arovas, the Zohar says it's like giving Hashem a kiss. There can't be a tzivoy. There has to be a minag. If that's a tzivoy, then it's not a kiss. And it's very interesting because a Shona Rabba can never be on Shabbos. One of the klalim Hashem gives is that a Shona Rabba can never be on Shabbos. Sukkos can be on Shabbos, you won't take a lulav. Rosh Hashanah will be on Shabbos, you can't blow shofar. A Shona Rabba cannot be on Shabbos because then you can't beat the robbers, and Hashem says there's lo yitocher. I'm not mevateh on my robbers. What's so special about the robbers? Not even a mitzvah. Nachanami, that's the point. Hashem tells you to do something, you do it. Well done. And no one asked you to beat the robbers. It's you giving Hashem a kiss. That's the idea here as well. That's what's dafka with the robbers. Why robbers? Because the robbers is the kiss. Anyway, that's just that was his Shana Rabba Drosha. Okay. So that's the vortia. The same thing as Mesiras Nefesh. Shanefesh hi shelo adam atzmoy. Mesiras Nefesh means I'm moisa my nefesh. I give my nefesh to something else. Come chayv me to give away something that belongs to me. You gave it to me, it's mine. You can't ask for it back. You gave me this neshama, Hashem. You want it back? Ani lo rotze. That's the neshama in the midrash. Ela kol ha-metzir shel mesiras nefesh yichol lavo rak mikoich bris ava. Mesiras nefesh can only come from a bris of ava. Can't command someone to be meisa nefesh. Can't. Uma nif lema she'amru chazal, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf ein dalet amad alef. Rav Daniel Sheff, we're going to be going there this week, Bezrat Hashem, to these Gemaras. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ein Dalet. B'nanoach einim mutzuvim al kiddush Hashem. B'nanoach don't have a chiyuv of kiddush Hashem. Sherak Am Yisrael, shekoso bris ava makodesh baruch hu. Only somebody, Klal Yisrael, that has a bris ava with a kodesh baruch hu, heima mutzuvim al mesiras nefesh u misa neshika. They have a chiyuv of mutzuvim al mesiras nefesh when it's misa neshika. Aval agoyim? Shechivim klapei boirem hu rak min adin. Their relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is din. Mekoyach zeh shehem nimtzoyim bo elomo shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. You're in HaKodesh Baruch Hu's world. You play by his rules. Ein mutzuv al mesiras nefesh. There's no relationship. You just do what you're told. You're in the world. You're the soldiers. You do what you're told. That's why Noah held it when Avraham Avishu went into the Kivshan Eish. Noah held it was awesome. Who tzodek? Meachus tzodek? Mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem? You're not allowed to do that. You weren't told to do that. Why are you doing it? Noah was a tzaddik. A tzaddik means he does everything he's supposed to do. Avraham was called chosid. Chosid is somebody who does more than what he's told to do. Not just because he's a fruma. Avraham Avinu wasn't a fruma. He did more. He was more machmir. No, he was a chosid because he did more, because there's things you do out of ava, the things you do out of a bris ava, that aren't chashur to tzivui. That was Avram Avinu. Noach was 100% right. It's also to go into the Kivshan Ha'esh. Avram Avinu said, you're right, I agree with you, I'll be din. But I don't live in the world of din. I have a love relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I can't stand to see this Kiddush Hashem, this Chilul Hashem. I have to be my senefesh. Neshika. Noach's world is no neshika. You do what you're told. And he does it al mesiras nefesh. Because Hashem commanded him to build the teva, and building the teva was kashur to Sakon and Nefoshes. They try to kill him every day. Hashem did nisim for Noach every day because the people were coming to kill him, and he could have said, you know what, Hashem, I don't have a chiyuv to die because of you. You build your own teva. I'm going back to my cave. No, every day he got up and he built it. Mesiras nefesh. But that's not mesiras nefesh. He was told to build the teva. He built the teva. Hashem comes along and says, you are commanded to die, you die. But out of your own, you can't be mamtzia mesiras nefesh. That's what Avraham Avinu was doing. There was a machlokes partially between Noach and Avraham Avinu at that point. That's a big chiluk. But B'nai Noach are not mitzuv in the midst of Kiddush Hashem, mesiras nefesh, because their relationship is completely different. V'yesh b'ze od siba. Sh'agoy hu b'toich ha-teva. The goy also, as you know, he doesn't have a chelek in Shabbos. What's wrong if he wants to rest? He's allowed to rest. A goy can rest. If a goy can work better because he rests one day a week, he should rest one day a week in order to work better. If he needs to rest 2 days a week, he'll work better. Gesundheit, rest 2 days a week. Kulo yochol litkashu, he can't bind himself to what's called chag. Can't bind himself to what's called, what we call Shabbos. That is not allowed to do. Shabbos is not a means to an end. You don't rest on Shabbos, you can work better during the week. Shabbos is the destination. Shabbos is after having worked the week, you arrive to where you were going. You've arrived in Shabbos. That a goy is not allowed to do. Because a goy is in the teva, because she's by b'chelek beis. Lo shaykh levakeshir menes ha-nefesh. You can't ask a goy to give him his nefesh. Shemu b'toich ha-teva nimtze shenafshoi ha-chiyoni zu kol musa. If he's in the teva, his whole essence is his life force. That's all he has. Vim siluk nafshoi mitbatel hu min ha-metzias. If you take his nefesh, he ceases to exist. He hasn't got anything else. But I mean, can yitin his nafshish? So why should he give his nefesh? My ishalo achreze. What's left to a goy if he would be meisa nefesh? These jihadists that give up their lives. Yeah, lavdil als kiddish, whatever they're calling it. Okay, that's it. They're gone. They're finished. He gave up his nefesh. So what does he have after that? He hasn't got anything else after that. That was all he had, and you gave that away. So now you have nothing. What he thinks is waiting for him is going to be slightly, mildly disappointed when he gets there. He's not going to get there because he's not going to be. Ein lo shum kiyum. Ma yishalo achre zeh? Sheba'avur ro'yim so'is nafshoi. You're being moisa nefesh for what? Oblivion? Ela chayecha koidmim. Your life comes first. We could exceed. V'kol asher le'ish yiten ba'ad nafshoi she'akol nigma im ha'chaim atzmo. That's yoiv. Because that's life ends itself, finished, gamur. Aval misha yesh lo chelek milamale min ha-teva, but somebody who's transcended, who lives above teva. V'kol mitzias atzmoi bottle Hashem Yisparach, his whole essence is bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're just a chelek elokam imal. I don't really have an existence outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yodei shekol mohuso mitchila hu rak rotzen Hashem ha-mechayev. He knows his whole essence, his whole existence is Rotzen Hashem that keeps him alive. Nimtze Shadu Rabba. Kakol she Moises nafshoi l'rotzen ha'elyoi. The more his Moise, his nefesh, to the Rotzen Elyoi. Midlabeg yoise v'yoise u'moisif chayim al chiyoisoi. He's getting closer and closer to Hashem and he's adding more and more life force to himself. The more you give up of yourself, the more you become alive. A guy gives up himself, there's nothing left. And yet, the more he gives of himself, the more he takes, the more he gives up of himself, the more he's moisa himself, the more and more he becomes. It's counterintuitive. You're giving away yourself. But you see that in a very simple idea. In stocker, for example, giving stocker should be offer. How you let him suck in your life in order to give away your money? You know how to do that. And that everybody knows the more you give away, the more you get. This is just a double poshut. And if you don't give it away, Hashem will take it in other places, the local kacher, where you would want it to have given. You know, everyone knows what I'm talking about. Everyone knows exactly. If you don't know what I'm talking about, come see me on Sunday. I'll explain to you what I'm talking about. Well, everybody in this room knows what I'm talking about. You know that the more you give of yourself, the more you're going to become, the more you're going to get. In marriage, everywhere, there's a kol kacher. The nimtza. The natural, what we call the nefesh babies, the natural neshama nefesh. Abiderech hateve e efsha levakesh mi adam, v'rak al yodoi v'avtes Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. You can't ask a person living in the teva world v'avtes Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Hainu mikoach briz ava. Sorry, kol yudi moisef nafshecha al boirei. That you can't ask somebody who's in the teva to do that. That somebody has to be v'ahavta es Hashem elokecha. Then you can ask him b'chol levavcha b'chol moedecha b'chol nafshecha. Somebody who doesn't have the v'ahavta, he's living in the olam teva. You can't demand that from him. V'yois shebris ha'ava ha'gedoyle ben Hashem Yisparach v'klal Yisrael. He has Shabbos Kodesh. What's the bris? The bris. Between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the center, the theme of entire Yiddishkeit? And that's why we're learning in the Gemara now. That's why somebody who is roidef to go Mimchal Shabbos, there's a strong, we don't paskin like that, but there's a strong Havamin and Rav Shimon bar Yochai paskins like that you have to kill him rather than to let him be Mimchal Shabbos. even though you'll be Mechal Shabbos to kill him. Well, that's mitzvah. Well, we don't paskin like that, and the Rabbanim don't hold like that. Well, you see, there is a Musag like that. Because Shabbos is Ikre Das. That's the fundamental of our Yiddishkeit. Why? Because that's the Ikre Bris Kodesh, Bris Avim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu. L'chein mikoyesh HaShabbos, bo mesiris nefesh, al kiddush Hashem, kol heicha sheyarg val yavo. Even though al pi halacha, Shabbos is not yarg val yavo. But the essence of Shabbos, and there were many people that, Rachman al-Tzan, people in the Shoah, I have a friend whose grandfather, Mamash, was prepared to give up his life for Shabbos. Fascinating story. And his grandchildren and great-grandchildren know that story. And they're all today. That's what keeps them going. The Shabbos screech. Ani lo yochol. I can't be machal Shabbos. Ah, it's a con on a foshus. And he put everybody else on the train on Shabbos and told them to escape. And they went on the train. His children, he put them on the train with his wife. And he said, you go. Shabbos. Doicha Shabbos is pekuch nefesh. You go. Obe ich kenisht. I can't. I can't. So he went and he hid away from the Nazis, the Olav Shabbos, whatever, and he went there later, whatever, and they escaped. Aval ich kenisht. The halacha doesn't require you to do that. The halacha was you go on the train and you escape. But he couldn't, he's honest. Because Avraham Avinu told Noach the same thing. You tell him it's also to go into the fire. Yicholiot ata tzudek. Aval ani lo yichol. I can't see this. I have to give up my life for this. That's because it's not coming from tzivoy. It's coming from bris ava. From the koyach of the menucha, that deep, intimate moment with Hashem. And the dveikas ba'av la'kodesh baruch hu, that's where there's yakdishu eshemecha. Ba'al menuchosam yakdishu eshemecha. If we have to, we'll makadosh em shemayim on that menucha because that's all we are. That's our essence. That's neshikas pihu. That's where this Indian of mesiras nefesh, yarog val yavo, comes into Shabbos. Even though api alocha, we don't have that. In achinami, api alocha, you're not allowed to die. Under normal circumstances. I'm not talking about Gzeirus Shmad, I'm not talking about other things. Aval. In essence, that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the Mesiras Nefesh that flows out of this Bris Ava, because the greatest Bris Ava we have the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shabbos. That's what someone's Machal Shabbos is a Mumula Kola Teira Kuloi. Somebody doesn't put on tefillin. It's not a good thing. It's a terrible thing. But he's not oik himself from Klal Yisrael. Machal Shabbos is Machal Shabbos. Machal Shabbos, someone's Machal Shabbos for Hesia, we know. Not he's doing an Aveira. That's not the problem here. The problem is he's not one of us. He stepped out of the world. He stepped out of reality. Tafka Shabbos, nothing else. And that flows out of this Bris Ava. The Bris Ava, you can't mechayev me to be Moisa Nefesh. That's why the loch is you don't have to be Moisa Nefesh. But Neshikas Pe Havada, Umenechosom Yadishu Eshamecha, that's the result. When you say that on Shabbos, you have to keep in mind that you're prepared to give up your life. And if you do, I think I saw somewhere the Arizal says, if you do, it's considered like you gave up your life for Kodesh Baruch Hu for Shabbos. You were Makadosh Hashem Shemayim for Shabbos. You have to remember this in Mincha. I remember the first time I learned this, that was at my Mincha. Shmoneh Esrei was going to be very different. And when I was eating Shalosh Shudas, I suddenly remembered, oh yeah, I forgot to say it then. I forgot to have Kavanah by Yishe Shemecha. But that's the vort there. The Moedika stuff. This is Moedika, Moedika. Opening stuff. Okay, Beseda. Zrat Hashem will have Eli back next week. Okay.
Okay.
Have a good Shabbos. Thank good
you.
Care.
Thank you. Good Shabbos. Thank you.